This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking about all things Carbondale today, and in studio are City Manager Gary Williams and Councilwoman Carolyn Harvey, who's serving as Mayor Pro Tem, as Mayor Mike Henry is out for knee replacement surgery. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it. So as we look at some of the things that are going on, Gary, I wanted to start with you. There's a story out of Bloomington where a landlord got into some trouble in that city, and the city's looking at ways to try to make sure that code violations don't get too far out of control. We just had a lot of students move on to into the Carbondale area. And I know that, you know, if they have a problem with their property, they go to their landlord and try to get those things resolved. How does the city regulate that? And how can people get in touch with the city if they feel their needs aren't being met?
Yeah, that's a great question, and something that, I wish more students were aware of the full process. But the city of Carbondale many years ago adopted a rental registration program, so it's mandatory for rental properties in the city of Carbondale to be registered with the city. And so as part of that registration process, we proactively inspect all of those properties every 3 years. So we have a staff of code enforcement officers that do about 3,000 rental inspections a year, as well as many other inspections that just come up during the course of the year. So if you're in one of those properties and you find that there's something that's just not right, something doesn't feel right, you think that something's unsafe, if you're not getting any cooperation from a landlord, certainly you can call us. You can call City Hall at 549-5302 and speak to the code enforcement division or building neighborhood services, and they will schedule an inspector to come out and visit with you.
Do you have a lot of trouble with landlords in this area?
Well, it was kind of interesting that you're the headline, because my first thought was, well, that was a real shock that there was a, you know, problem landlord in a college town, right? But certainly we have some of those. I do think the rental registration program over time has really improved rental housing in Carbondale. The program is old enough here now that all properties in Carbondale have been through the process 3 times, so that's over 9,000 rental units. So what we're seeing over time is the quality has improved, definitely. I would like to think that the real problem landlords we have are certainly in the small minority at this point.
And certainly if you have a property that you'd like to list as a rental, then you need to get in touch with the city and make sure things are squared away that way.
Yep. That's a very easy process. It's just you register with us and then you get on the cycle to have it inspected every 3 years.
Sure. Carolyn and Gary both, I wanted to talk about something that's coming up on the Planning Commission agenda this week, and I've heard from several people who are still very concerned about a solar project that's on the northeast side of Carbondale. For people who've been here for quite a while, it's the old Coppers site. People are very concerned about creosote poisoning, what may be in the soil left behind from that old factory. I wonder your thoughts on the safety there, any reassurance or concerns that you may still have? Carolyn, I'll let you.
At this point, my concern, I'm listening to Brightfields as they explain or tell us how the property has been remediated. I'm also listening to the citizens of Carbondale. Their concerns are important to me and hopefully to other council people. The meeting tomorrow night, which is Planning Commission at 6 o'clock, I am planning to be there to hear those concerns again. After it goes to Planning Commission, it comes back to City Council, and my vote will be determined by the information that's provided.
Certainly, Gary, then, an important meeting. If people are interested or concerned in this, they should go tomorrow night to the Planning Commission.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a public meeting last week as a precursor to tomorrow night to kind of give people an idea of what's been occurring over the last several years. Brightfields had a special use permit in 2015, but it expired in March of this year. And the reason it has expired is that special use preceded their it preceded some regulatory framework that they needed in place, specifically tax incentives at the state level. And those finally got taken care of at the end of calendar year 2017. And Brightfields, as the developer of the project, decided to start going forward with getting their financing in place. But part of that process is they need to get the special use permit in order to get involved in a renewable energy credit auction that will be coming up later this year.
Certainly something for the city to balance then, this the thought of green energy and the potential for some new jobs there, but still those concerns that remain, I assume.
Right. The community still has lots of concerns about the property, whether it's been cleaned up properly.
And again, you can voice your opinion. You can learn more by going to the Carbondale Planning Commission meeting. It's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at City Hall. You can also call the city if you've got concerns or things that you'd like to have entered into the record. Carolyn Harvey is a member of the City Council and serving as Mayor Pro Tem. As Mayor Henry, as we said, is out for knee replacement surgery, we wish him a speedy recovery. Gary Williams is the City Manager for the City of Carbondale. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And you're listening to WSIU In Focus. This is WSIU.